You're not alone.
Hello there, and welcome to another episode of the Salt Mines X-Wing Podcast, a podcast dedicated to the backbone of the X-Wing community. That's right, people just like you, doing what they can to get better at the game. I'm your host, Sailor Joe, and I hosted a store champ this weekend. How about you? Let's head into our first segment.
List Building with Joe.
And this week I wanted to look at a Republic list that's on my list of stuff to try. So we're going to start with, and this is a six-ship Republic list, mind you. No idea if it's good or not, but definitely something that I want to try. So we're going to start with SOC Anakin in the 8-2. And that's a standard loadout card that's rolls, that rocks Malice, Ancillary Ion Cannon, and R2-D2. Then from there we go to Nimbus. Contrail in the Nimbus class V-Wing, rocking Dedicated, R3 Astromech, Synchronized Console, the Alpha-3B Besh title, and Seismic Charges. Then we've got Naboo, Padme Amidala. Wow, I'm just having trouble reading today. Padme Amidala in the N1 Naboo Royal Starfighter, rocking Juke, Fire Control System, Plasma Torpedoes, and R3 Astromechs. Then we've got Luminara with Patience, R7A7, and CLT. Then we go down to Click with Dedicated, R3 Astromech, Synchronized Console, and Alpha-3B Besh title. And then rounding out the list, we've got Slider in the Z95, rocking Dedicated. And the whole idea behind this list is you've got a block of bunch of different ships that are going to go out there that are just going to make defense. How do I say it? It's going to make offense difficult for your opponent. It doesn't have a lot of offense, mind you. So I have no idea. Death by 1,000 paper cuts, maybe, assuming it could survive that long. But yeah. Anyway, it's interesting. If you try it before I do, let me know in the Discord how it was.
AMG Rules Forum.
Just kidding, we're not really doing the Rules Forum this week. There's nothing new posted, so let's go ahead and talk about what I want to talk about, which is more store champs. So as I said at the beginning of the episode, I TO'd / hosted a store champs event. We had 19 people signed up at TC Rockets. Of that, we had, we had 17 pay, but then we had 4 drop before the event even started, and we had various drops kind of along the way. But it was interesting to see. Before I get into the list, and I'll kind of group them all into the top list over several different store champ events, which of course I'll start with my own. Let's talk about some lessons learned as a TO. First and foremost, don't be late. Don't be like me. For some reason, I talked to the store about opening up early, but I totally forgot this conversation and showed up at 10 a.m. when the store actually opened up, I believe, at 9:30. So everyone was waiting on me to get there, which is kind of not a good way to start off. The next thing is be prepared to answer any questions that come up. Have a general familiarity with the rules. I'm fighting a cold, so my brain is half here right now. I'm sure you could tell by the sound of my voice as well. Anyway, know what the rulings have been in the past for various different parts of the game. There weren't any questions that really stumped me, mainly art checks. But just be there and be available for your folks. I know I have a hard time not getting bored when this goes on, so I was trying to find other ways to entertain my brain while all of this was going on. And sometimes I did better than others. But be available for the people that showed up. Be a good host. The next thing is, for smaller events, timelines are more like guidelines. But if you're running a larger event, make sure if you're going to list a time, you stick with it. I know I ended up giving everyone a little bit extra time for lunch because I didn't want to penalize a couple of players that had some dietary needs from coming back from lunch a little bit late. So there's that. Now, when I run SEO later this year, or the SoCal Open, if you haven't been listening, I'm working with Frontline Gaming to try to get that event off the ground for X-Wing. TC's has volunteered to grab another store champ kit. So I'm still following up with that. There will be a bunch of prizes based on this. I'm kind of getting a little bit off topic, but when I host SEO, there will be a general timeline, and I will be a lot more stringent on that, depending on the number of people that show up. I mean, obviously, if we only have 16, then it's just kind of a casual thing, and we'll make go. Now, I am a very casual-esque player, so I like to keep things kind of along that line. What else? Make sure you have a way to track entries, lists, verification, all of that stuff. Be there early to get all that done. I said, don't be late. Don't be like me. So I do feel bad about this. We did have one person drop in the between the third and the fourth round because there wasn't time. And had I been a little bit more, had I done a better job adhering to our original timeline, he would have been able to compete in that fourth round. So that's on me as the TO. But with that said, the player said he had a good time, and there was no hard feelings. gosh, what else? You don't have to listen to me think. I'm going to pause it here just a second. Here's a good one. Work with your store beforehand and make sure you're giving your players ample space to set up. That was one thing that I didn't do very well. And part of that was we were kind of relegated to the corner because there was a magic event that was happening the same day. And the store wanted to have room to fill to capacity for the event. Now they didn't, so we were able to spread out, and thankfully having some of our drops allowed us to spread out a little bit, but we started off pretty cramped. So, as a TO, it's your job to kind of alleviate some of that. So really what you're getting in this episode is, the short list of things not to do. First and foremost is don't be like me. With that said, I did have a few people ask me, you know, if I enjoyed the TO parting part of X-Wing. And what I told them was I like doing it because it means when I want to play, there's a game here to play. And if that's how you feel and you're not TOing, then maybe you should consider doing that. I'm not going to tell you one way or the other that you should or shouldn't, but just Yeah, just keep that in mind. It's one of the things that, and I've been TOing at TCs for, coming on 5 years now, 4 or 5 years. And that's been my biggest motivation behind it, is making sure that there is X-Wing at the store when I want to play. But that's that. You guys are probably tired of hearing me babble now, so let's go ahead and get into the lists. And we'll start with TC's list, and doing it a little differently, but still sticking with a theme. What I'm going to do is I'm going to read the list that won it all. And then, in sticking with true Salt Mines fashion, I'm going to be going over the next lists that went 3-1 as lists that, through variance or decision-making, could have taken the top one. If I know what the final table was, I'll point that out, but I won't always know that. So, without further ado, let's go ahead and start and look at TC Rocket Store Championship, and winning that list, or the winning list, was a Rebellion list, and we start with Han Solo with Chopper, Perceptive Co-Pilot, Bistan, Engine Upgrade, Millennium Falcon, then Finn Rao with Predator, Crackshot, and Beskar Reinforced Plating, then Luke Skywalker, this is Boy Luke, and then Kyo Venzi with Juke. So that was a list that won it all, going 4-0. Now, he was actually, the final table was against the number 3 player, so that just shows you, this doesn't really apply for store champs, but for any other event, even if you don't make it quote-unquote on the final table, this would be good enough to get into cut at any other event. So our second place list was a scum list. Now, we haven't seen much scum winning store champs yet, but I think this is one of the lists that could possibly do it. And that's Finn Rao with Lone Wolf, Fearless, Beskar Reinforced Plating, and Mandalorian Optics. Old T with Fearless, Marksmanship, Beskar Reinforced Plating, and Mandalorian Optics. Sarasu with Marksmanship, Ion Cannon, and Heavy Laser Cannon. Lando Calrissian in the Escape Craft with Deadeye Shot and Tactical Officer, and Bossk with Marksmanship and Expert Handling. Then we go to our third place list, and this was again on final table. We have Resistance. So we have Rey with Heroic, Novice Technician, Rose Tico, Finn, Gunner, Engine Upgrade, and Moray's Millennium Falcon. Zori Bliss with Ion Cannon Turret, R4 Astromech, Deadman Switch, and Wartime Loadout. 9 Numb with Heroic, Pattern Analyzer, R4 Astromech, Integrated S-Foils, and Ion Cannon. And Elo Atzi with Heroic, R4 Astromech, Integrated S-Foils, and Ion Torpedoes. So, just a bunch of heavy hitters. All I-5. Scary, scary list. Rey is still amazing. Yeah, it was incredible to watch. All right, next we see an Empire list. We see Captain Jonas with Bomblet Generator, Barrage Rocket, Saturation Salvo, Vizier with Emperor Palpatine, Fifth Brother with Homing Missiles, Instinctive Aim, Grand Inquisitor with Heightened Perceptive, Instinctive Aim, Magpulse Warheads, and Marksmanship, and Major Reimer with Barrage Rockets, Saturation Salvo, Seismic Charges, and Delayed Fuses. And then the last list that we'll talk about at TC's was another scum list, and we see another Finn Rao OT combo. This Finn Rao running Shield Upgrade, Fearless, and Clan Training. Old T running Fearless, Crackshot, and Mandalorian Optics. Lima Kai with Dorsal Turret and Plasma Torpedoes. Joy Rekoff with Fearless and Ion Torpedoes. And Bossk with Marksmanship and Deadman Switch. So all of those lists, aside from the Rebel one that we talked, all went 3-1 at TC's. And again, that happened down in San Diego, California. If you're listening, interested, on the 20th, TC Rockets will be doing its second store champ kit. I will actually be playing in that one. The person who won this list or won this event will be volunteered to step in and actually run the next one so I can play in it. So I'm excited. That again, that'll be on August 20th. And if you're coming down for the weekend, Paradise Games is doing theirs August 19th. So there'll be two back-to-back here in the San Diego County. If you want to get your store champs on, that's a great weekend to do it. All right, so let's look at some other store champ lists that are out there. All right, this next one is in another language, so I'm not sure, but it happened in Country BR. And the winning list was a resistance list. So we have Zori Bliss with wartime loadout, plasma torpedoes, dorsal turret, and watchful astromech. Elo Atsi with integrated S-foils, heavy laser cannon, and lone wolf. Temin Wexley with S-foils, heavy laser cannon, and R6-D8. Kai Thernali with S-foils, heavy laser cannon, and heroic. And Wilsa Teslo with wartime loadout, barrage rockets, dorsal turret, and bomblet generator. So a little different take on that 5T-70. In this case, you've got three T-70s and two Y-wings. But definitely nothing to underestimate here. All right. Next, we see First Order coming in 3-1 with Quick Draw with Deuterium Power Cells, Special Forces Gunner, Fire Control System, Fanatical Proud Tradition, Kylo Ren with Enhanced Jamming Suite, Brilliant Evasion, Malice, Predator, Pattern Analyzer, Captain Phasma with Special Forces Gunner, Proud Tradition, Fire Control System, Electronic Baffle, Scorch with Fanatical and Predator, and DT with Marksmanship and Advanced Optics. What are my crazy dogs doing? All right. The next list, we see a CIS in the top list for the first time since I started looking at these. And we see three Fearsome Predators with Marksmanship, Discord Missiles, and Intercept Boosters. Those are the Tri-Fighters, by the way. DGS-047 with Kraken and Stabilizer, so Roomba. DBS-32C, this is SOC DBS-32C in the Hyena. A Bombardment Drone with Cluster Mines, Delayed Fuses, and Landing Struts. And the Iron Assembler with Energy Cell Charges and Grappling Struts. So a real salad here. But everyone essentially running independent calculations, with the exception of DGS-047, who obviously doesn't have that. But we're seeing quite the variety of ships. And this is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 ships. Definitely, I mean, it would take some skills, because that's all a bunch of low-health ships. But obviously, this person did well with it. So I'm not sure if this is a variance case or not, but definitely something to think about if you're interested in CIS. All right, two more lists at this event that we're going to read, both Rebellion lists. So we'll start with the first one with Leia Organa with Millennium Falcon, Tidal Bistan, Perceptive Copilot, Jen Erso and Compassion, Hull Oaken. This is Boyho Hull. Bodica with Beskar Reinforced Plating, Mandalore Optics, Clan Training and Hopeful, Keo Venzi with Prockets and Vectored Cannons, and Sabine Wren in the A-Wing with Clan Training, Beskar Reinforced Plating, Mandalore Optics, and Vectored Cannons. And then the other Rebel list that we're going to talk about, we have Wedge Antilles with Marksmanship, Plasma Torpedoes, R3 Astromech, and S-Foils. Luke, this is custom Luke. Heightened Perception, Trick Shot, Proton Torpedoes, R3 Astromech, Munitions Failsafe, and S-Foils. Thane Kyrell with Marksmanship, Cluster Missiles, R3 Astromech, and S-Foils. And Wes Jansen with Trick Shot, Proton Rockets, R3 Astromech, and S-Foils. So interesting here, four X-Wings really coming in and taking that 3-1. Which is just something I would not have have, like, gun to my head. Thanks, Jack. Appreciate that. Gun to my head, would never have thought that that would be a viable list. Dog, you need to take that in the other room. Sorry, y'all. All right. Crazy dog. Okay. Next, we have a store champs here in the U.S., and the winning list was a Republic list, so Oddball and Wolf, both SOC, Luminara with Patience, R7A7, and CLT, Padme with Fire Control System, Proton Torpedoes, and R4P17, and Rick Ole with Juke, Lone Wolf, and R4P Astromech. I mean, you've got two heavy hitters, two kind of your core, we're going to mess with stuff, and Rick, who's just a great flanker. So, I mean, all of that kind of makes sense to me. Okay, next at our first of 3-1, we see Scum. We see Finrau with clan training, Beskar reinforced plating and shield upgrade, Old T with fearless clan training, Mandalorian optics and Beskar reinforced plating, Lee Mackay with dorsal turret, Magpulse warheads, R4 astromech, Cad Bane with proton cannons, electro chaff missiles, and Xanadu blood, and Bosk with marksmanship and Dead Man Switch. So we're seeing some slight variations on all these, but we're basically seeing Finrau, Old T, plus Bosk, and plus stuff in the Scum side of the house. All right, then our next list down, we see a Republic list, and we see Mace Windu with Heightened Perception, R4P17, Click with R3 Astromech, Synchronized Console, Besh title and seismic charges, Matchstick with ion cannon turret, seismic charges, delayed fuses, Broadside with ion cannon turret, thermal detonators, Slider with dedicated, Oddball with selfless, veteran tail gunner, and R4P astromech. So that's Sock Oddball. So there's some very, very good lists there. Just kind of a Republic salad, doing well. All right, and then the last one that we'll read from this event is a Resistance list, and we see 9 Numb with Heroic, Ferrosphere Paint, M9G8, S-Foils, and HLC. LO with Heroic, HLC, S-Foils. Jess Pava with R2-D2, S-Foils, Jamming Beam. Zori Bliss with Dorsal Turret, R4 Astromech, Wartime Loadout, Plasma Torpedoes, and Rose Tico with Heroic and C-3PO. All right. Next list, another U.S.-based event. Kind of incomplete, but we'll read what we can. So the winning list was Resistance, and we start with Poe and the Falcon with Rey, Rey's Falcon title, engine upgrade, false transponder codes, Heroic, and Chewbacca. 9 Numb with S-Foils, Daredevil, Pattern Analyzer, Overdrive Thrusters. LO Atsy with Integrated S-Foils, M9G8, Heroic, Marksmanship. And Zori Bliss with Wartime Loadout, Marksmanship, R4 Astromech, and Plasma Torpedoes. So we got 1, 2, 3, 4. So Falcon plus 3. All heavy-ish hitters. I mean, okay. It makes sense to me. All right. Coming up next, we see another CIS list. And we see Sunfac with Ensnare, Predator, Marksmanship, and Targeting Computer. Dirge with Xanadu Blood, Contraband Cybernetics, Seismic Charges, and Proton Cannons. Pre-Vizsla with his Swivel Wing, Contraband Cybernetics, Notorious, Beskar Reinforced Plating. DGS-047 with Hondo and the Stabilizers. And the Iron Assembler with Grappling Struts, Discord Missiles, and Independent Calculations. Interesting CIS list here. I would not have personally put these lists together, or these pieces together, but this person did, and did well, going 3-1 with them. So again, something that might be worth looking at if CIS is your thing, jam. All right, and we're missing a list here. I don't know what comes next, but the last one we'll see is six-ship FO. So we see Scorch with Marksmanship and Advanced Optics, Midnight with Fanatical and Advanced Optics, Commander Mallers with Cluster Missiles, DT with Marksmanship and Advanced Optics, Lehuse with Proud Tradition Pattern Analyzer and Special Forces Gunner, and Ember with Lone Wolf and Crackshot. So someone was obviously trying to look at the next iteration of the world's list and what that might look like, world's winning list, and that's what they came up with and went 3-1 with it. So well done. All right, now this is another foreign tournament. This had 16 players, probably a store champ, but the winning list was Empire. So we start with Boy Vader, Juno Eclipse with Predator and Passive Sensors, Tomek Spren with Sat Salvo, Barrage Rockets, Bomblet Generator, Major Reimer with Sat Salvo, Barrage Rockets, and Ion Bombs, and Vizier with Emperor Palpatine. Yeah, I mean, I like it. Those bombers are definitely a threat. I don't think running three is the right call, but two definitely seems like it is good. So if you're building an Empire, Boy Vader and two bombers plus stuff seems to be very good. All right. Next, we see Resistance. Poe Dameron with Rey, Trickshot, Rey's Falcon, Engine Upgrade, and Hondo Onako. Interesting. Nine Numb with S-Foils, Heroic, Pattern Analyzer, R-68, Heavy Laser Cannon, Eloatsi with S-Foils, Heroic, Marksmanship, M9G8, and Lulo with Shield Upgrade, Heroic, and Marksmanship. Now, that's not the first time that we've seen someone throw Lulo in instead of another T-70 or Zori. So definitely keep that in mind as you're list building. If A-Wings are your jam, consider jamming out. All right. Next, we see another Empire list, and this we see Rack with Ruthless, Death Troopers, Darth Vader, Agile Gunner, and Electronic Baffle. Captain Oinkin with Ruthless, The Child, Hondo Onako, Agile Gunner, Tactical Scrambler, and Dauntless Title. And then three Black Squadron Aces. So double Desi, then three Objective Monkeys. No thank you. I don't even want to face that. I could see why that went 3-1. All right, two more lists from this tournament. Next, we have another Resistance list. Eloatsi, Integrated S-Foils, Heroic, Marksmanship, M9G8. Kai Thernality, S-Foils, Heroic, Pattern Analyzer. Temin Wexley, Integrated S-Foils, Prockets, Marksmanship. Vanessa Doza, S-Foils, Marksmanship, Barrage Rockets, and Nimi with S-Foils, Pattern Analyzer, and R-68. So that five T-70s, occasionally it could do well. I don't think we've seen it win anything yet, but definitely a gatekeeper going 3-1 here. And then the last one, we have another CIS list, and we see Sunfac with Gravitic Deflection and Snare Targeting Computer, Dirge with Proton Cannons, Delayed Fuses, Xanadu Blood, and Proton Bombs, SureTech with Ensnare, General Grievous with Marksmanship, Impervium Plating, Shield Upgrade, and Solus One, and DFS 081 with Energy Cell Charges, Independent Calculations, and Grappling Struts. We have seen this list before do well. I can't remember if it won an event or not, but definitely one of the top lists out there. And two Nantecs with Ensnare is scary. Especially when you have all the rest of the ships in there. All right, now we're going to look at another one, this one in Denmark. This one having 18 people, store championship. The winning list, hold on, make sure I got this right. Yeah, okay. So the winning list is Republic. So Sock, Oddball, Jag, and Wolf. So three arcs. Then Broadside with Iron Cannon turret, Proton Bombs. Click with dedicated R3 Astromech, Precision Ion Engines, and the S title. And Boost with dedicated. So just a Republic salad. Scary to think about. Okay. Next, we see a First Order list. And this is one that I've talked not so much bad about in the past, but it's definitely something that I can't do myself. And so let's start. We have Quick Draw with Proud Tradition, Swarm Tactics, Targeting Synchronizer, Special Forces Gunner, Fire Control System, Whirlwind with Marksmanship, Fanatical, Cluster Missiles, Advanced Optics, Enhanced Jamming Suite, Commander Malorus with Cluster Missiles, Kylo Ren with Instinctive Aim, Predator, Magpulse Warheads, Advanced Optics, Enhanced Jamming Suite, and Scorch with Feedback Ping, Cluster Missiles, and Bomblet Generator. So, again, I just don't like tying a Whisper to an SF or an FO. It's a personal preference. This person obviously did well with it. So I've got nothing bad to say. I just personally wouldn't choose to do that. Of course, bringing in the Bomber Scorch instead of regular Scorch, or DT for that matter, certainly a different call as well. All right. Then we see... here is an interesting Rebel list. No Han. So Finn Rao with Clan Training, Swarm Tactics, Beskar Reinforced Plating, Bodica with Predator, Beskar Reinforced Plating, and Mandalorian Optics, Boy Hull, Boy Luke, and Sabine Wren with Clan Training, Beskar Reinforced Plating, and Mandalorian Optics. I'm assuming that's A-Wing Sabine. But, yeah. So, basically, three Mandalorians, and Luke, and a Y-Wing. I don't know what else to say about it. It's Bodica is nasty. I really hate her. The Fangs in general, I'm glad that they're being played again, though I don't always love seeing them. They're good ships. All right, next we see Scum, and different Scum than we normally see. I'm not seeing any Fangs at all. So we've got Dr. Aphra with Jamming Beam, 000, Lando Calrissian, BT-1, Overturned Modulators, Contraband Cybernetics, Electronic Baffle, Tactical Scrambler, and the Hound's Tooth. Sarasu with Fearless, Swarm Tactics, Magpulse Warheads. Dirge with Fearless, Proton Cannons, Contraband Cybernetics. Cad Payne with Sync Laser Cannons, Delayed Fuses, Xanadu Blood, IG-88D, and Seismic Charges, and Boss with Marksmanship and Expert Handling. All right, then getting into our 3-in-1s. We have First Order, Scorch with Feedback Ping, Thermal Detonators, Delayed Fuses, Commander Malorus with Cluster Missiles, Lehuse with Marksmanship, Barrage Rockets, Special Forces Gunner, interesting choice, Blackout with Fanatical Advanced Optics and Plasma Torpedoes, also interesting. And Wylo with Instinctive Aims, Proud Tradition, Concussion Missiles, Advanced Optics, and Enhanced Jamming Suite. Then the next 3-in-1, we have the Rebellion. We see Han Solo with Chopper, Perceptive Co-Pilot, Bistan, Engine Upgrade, Millennium Falcon, Luke Skywalker, Boy Luke, Kyo Venzi with Predator and Concussion Missiles, AP-5 with a Gonk Droid. That seems like a meme. And Sabine TIE Fighter with Beskar Reinforced Plating. Just a few more lists here. Next, we see Vader. This is Customizable Vader with Malice, Hate, Marksmanship, Fire Control System, and Afterburners. Rack with Enduring. Interesting. Death Troopers, 000, Agile Gunner, Proton Bombs, and Dauntless. And then our two favorite bombers, Tomax and Major, both with saturation salvo, barrage rockets, bomblet on Tomax, seismic on Major Reimer. Boy, enduring on a rack, you don't often get a die. Being able to cancel crits first, I guess, but you don't often get... That just makes my head hurt. Obviously, this person did well with it, so maybe there's something more to it than what I'm seeing. And honestly, that's the best part about looking over all of these lists, is seeing how different people do things different ways. All right, here is another rebellion list going 3-1. So we see Han Solo with Trickshot, Perceptive Copilot, Bistan. Well, I'm assuming 3-1. It might be 3-2. Based on the number of people. So Han Solo, Trickshot, Perceptive Copilot, Bistan, Millennium Falcon title, Boy Luke, Hera with Swarm Tactics, and Bodica with Clan Training and Shield Upgrade. Interesting. Sorry, that one kind of broke my brain a little bit. All right, next we see Kanan Jarrus with Dorsal Turret, Magva Yaro, Agile Gunner, Han Solo with Trickshot, Perceptive Copilot, Bistan, Millennium Falcon title, Sabine Wren, this is A-Wing Sabine with Marksmanship, Mandalorian Optics, Beskar Reinforced Plating, and Ezra Bridger with K2SO. Okay, sorry, a lot of lists in that one. I probably read a little bit further down than I normally would, but anyway. All right, another U.S. event. The list that won was Empire. And we see Vizier with Emperor Palpatine, Major Reimer with Sat Salvo, Barrage Rockets, Ion Bombs, Jonas with Sat Salvo, Barrage Rockets, and BT-1, and Tomax Bren with Sat Salvo, Barrage Rockets, Bomblet, and then Boy Vader. So I just got done saying that maybe three bombers wasn't the answer, but this person obviously did well with it. So maybe the secret sauce in there was Vizier, helping keep that third bomber alive. I really don't know. I'm reaching here. There's only 15 players at this store champ, by the way. Next we see the rebellion. So Han Solo with Chopper, Perceptive Copilot, Bistan, Engine Upgrade, and Millennium Falcon title, Bodica with Predator, Mandalorian Optics, Beskar Reinforced Plating, Sabine Wren with Crackshot and Beskar Reinforced Plating, Wedge Antilles with Crackshot and Marksmanship, and Keo Vinzi with Juke. So that Han plus four, but we're seeing Bodica as one of those four, which really kind of makes sense. Not surprised to see that at all, and Han is definitely a menace. So, next list, CIS, Dirge with Xanadu Blood, Dark One Pro Droids, Proton Cannons Marksmanship, DBS-32C, this is SOC DBS-32C, then we see an Onderon Oppressor with Stabilizers, Cluster Missiles, Energy Shell Charges, Cluster Mines, a Geonosian Prototype with Stabilizers, Kraken, Energy Shell Charges, DGS-047 with Stabilizers, Jango Fett, Diamond Boron Missiles, and the Iron Assembler with Grappling Struts, Energy Shell Charges, and Munitions Failsafe. And the last one that we'll read is a Resistance list, and we start with Temin Wexley with R6-D8, S-Foils, and Heavy Laser Cannon, Kazuto with Outmaneuver, Deadman Switch, and Kaz's Fireball, Elo with Afterburners, Integrated S-Foils, Carcoon with Predator, BB-8, and S-Foils, and Vienza Doza with Marksmanship, Barrage Rockets, and S-Foils. So again, that 5T-70 kind of archetype. Kaz being a little bit different than what you'd see, but we've seen Kaz in there, we've seen Zori in there, we've seen Lulo in there, so just something to look out for. Or to think about if Resistance is your thing. I personally am a bigger fan of Poe. In that Resistance piece. But that's, again, this is just me personally. I also haven't won any store champs yet. So maybe take what I have to say with a grain of salt. Anyway, the last one that we'll read, this one had 30 players. So we'll be looking at the top cut. And let's see. So the one that won it was Oddball with Selfless, Veteran Tail Gunner R4P, Astromech, Wolf with Wolfpack, Veteran Tail Gunner Q7, Mace Windu with Heightened Perception and R4P17, Click with Dedicated R3, Synchronized Console and Besh, and then Slider and Boost, both with Dedicated. Coming in number two, we see the Empire, so Darth Vader with Marksmanship, Hate, and After, so Boy Vader, Rack with Enduring. There's another Rack with Enduring. I don't understand it, but I guess it's there. Death Troopers, Triple Zero, Agile Gunner, Proton Bombs, and Dauntless, and Warnicky with Enduring, Seventh Sister, Jerdrod, and Agile Gunner. Then our third one is Boy Vader, the Three Bombers, and Fifth Brother. We've seen that list do well. And then the last one, Han Solo with Jen Erso, Perceptive Copilot, Veteran Turret Gunner, Tactical Scrambler, and Millennium Falcon. Garvin Dreyas with Expert Handling, Veteran Tail Gunner, Shara Bay with Veteran Tail Gunner, R3 Astromech, Kio Vinzi with Prockets, and Sabine Wren with Best Guard Reinforced Plating. So a little bit different take on the Hondo thing. I'm not going to go into the rest of these lists, mainly because I don't know how to separate them out in all the points. Actually, you know what? I'll read one more. And this one is another Empire list. So we see two Black Squadron Aces. We see Starter Pack, Darth Vader. And then our three Bombers. So yeah, so What does all of this tell us? Well, a couple things. Let me see if I can find some other notes here real quick. So we're seeing a lot of rebellion, a lot of resistance, and with a sprinkling of Empire. Well, no, I would say Empire and Republic in there. So what aren't we seeing? We're not seeing a lot of CIS. That's pretty much normal, been on par with the game. We have yet to see the First Order or Scum win a store championship yet. I think it's only a matter of time. There are some good lists in those factions. And again, it just kind of comes down to variance and player decision. We could have seen it in San Francisco, but variance decided to get in the way. And then I made some dumb decisions as well, and that didn't help anything. I definitely tilted after round two, and don't even remember how I got any points. But that's a previous episode's problem. We'll forget about that. But there's a lot out there. Definitely, if you're into rebellion, you're looking at Han plus things, right? If you're looking at Resistance, you're looking at Poe Falcon plus things generally, or you're looking at a variation of the five T-70s. If you're looking at Empire, you're looking at Boy Vader, at least two of the bombers plus things. Yeah, that was the one that killed me. Sorry, I'm looking at these notes. Republic, you're bringing a salad of at least six ships. And CIS, the only winning one so far has included Sunfac in it. But, I mean, you're definitely looking at Dirge, Grievous, and then some things. So, I hope this has been enjoyable to listen to. Hop over to the Discord and let me know what lessons you've learned off of this. If you've made it this far, thank you very much for your time. It means a lot to me. Please consider leaving a review however you consume this podcast. It lets other people know why they should listen and tell your friends. Thank you to our patrons, who without this podcast would not be possible. As you know, I like to end each episode with a question, and this week's question is...
Are you seeing similar lists in your local meta? This is Sailor Joe, signing off.